Awake, no longer. Greatness has arrived. Welcome to the Trophy Room, a PlayStation podcast made by the players for the players. And today we are breaking down The Last of Us HBO show, episode 8. Ooh, boy. Alongside me, the greatest co-host, whoever is, whoever will be, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm doing fantastic. Not pretty good. I'm doing... this episode, Kyle. Wow. Like, I just get your first impressions. Before we do, I know there are some YouTube viewers out there. You're like, hey, where was your Left Behind episode? Unfortunately, it was left behind because the software crashed and we lost our recording. So... our patrons have it over at patreon.com/PS Trophy Room, but the video version, unfortunately, lost to us all. But you know what? All's well now, because we just saw what is probably maybe my favorite episode of this season, and what I would think will be going down as one of my favorite adaptations to a video game. This is... ooh-wee. Kyle, walking in on this episode, the David chapter is a big one. They rolled it into 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking walking into this episode, Kyle? I'm here.
I mean, walking in, I knew just how heavy this was going to be.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be, I wish, like yourself, I wish I had somebody I was watching along with that had no idea what was going to happen. So I can't wait to hear, if you watched it with your family tonight,
yep,
what their thoughts are on it. I knew it was going to be heavy. Walking out, all I have to say are no notes.
No it notes.
Perfect. I thought I maybe would have missed the infected battle.
Yeah.
Because that is an iconic battle in the set piece in this chapter. The little nods of things that happened in the game, I think works super well in the show.
Yeah.
It just like... I mean, give Bella Ramsey an Emmy now. Like, I don't see how anybody can win over her at this point.
She's, well, I'll let you know it's March, but
Joe.
All right. Come okay. On. I mean, she was great this episode. No. So this is my brother's favorite part of the first game. Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite parts of the first game, probably my favorite part too. And, this scene, you know, when I was like, okay, every episode, I'm like, when are we getting to David? When are we getting to David? And my mom's like, what? Like, who is this David? I'm like, you don't get it. In The Last of Us game, he is the closest thing to evil. And I think he truly is evil in this universe. Like, this is what you see the baddest of the bad is. And oh my goodness, did they knock it out of the park with this performance. If you could look up the actor's name that played David, that'd be fantastic.
I believe it's Scott Shepard.
Scott Shepard. Well, let me
double check.
I'll double check. Congrats to you, sir, because he just provided so many layers to this character. So much more than just even in the game, which was an eerie and just creepy performance. Here, I was a little nervous because it was 50 minutes long. And I'm like, David deserves more than 50 minutes. Like, how are we going to get the essence of this character down, the community and how downtrodden they are? And yeah, you're right. Like, the clicker fight, I didn't expect to be there, but I was expecting Joel to stealth through that town and start going ham on some folks, which he kind of did. It was... And even without, like, the bunny shot, right? The infamous. But
we still got the bunny.
We got the homage to it.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw 50 minutes, I'm like, how are they going to squeeze it in? And when we got to Joel, which we'll get to in a sec, I was like, oh, no, they're doing it. Oh, yeah. There's no stopping. This is it. This is amazing.
And so, I think, in case I and misremembering how Joe started this episode.
I have no idea.
Light spoilers on the game.
Yep.
Just on this episode up to this point, we're not going to go till the final episode next week and talk about things that are going to happen next week. So don't worry about that. Yeah. It makes sense to me that the bunny didn't get shot, even though I wanted it. And I believe in the last episode, I was talking about how much I wanted it.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen Ellie use a bow.
Yes.
And that's a big change from the game. Cause Ellie is the bow master in this universe, first and foremost. And she kills the bunny with the bow in the game. And that's kind of her, along with her switchblade, her iconic weapon.
Oh, really? To me, her iconic weapon is a switchblade. And then, depending on the game, it's the rifle. But, like, the bow is there as well. Like, I wanted that shot as well. And when we saw the homage to it, the closest thing that we could get to the bunny, I was like, okay, this makes sense because this Ellie, we've never seen her even talk about an arrow, let alone shoot a bow.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, for me, that made sense. And when she hunts the deer, also makes sense. But we're getting...
Did you think, and just in that scene before I forget about it, did you think that there was a clicker in those woods? They did something with that audio cue. I was like, oh, that sounds like a clicker. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Just a deer.
No, just a deer. Just no infected this episode either. Yeah. I like when they're used because they're used with a lot of importance. Important. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about it. First scene, we see David. Very stark difference between in the game where she's hunting the bunny. The bunny's hopping around. It's looking both ways. And then suddenly, that's my sound effect. Arrow right to the dome. David is talking to a town that is grieving. He's talking about, making the passage from this life to the next, all this bullshit. But it's like a whole bunch of religious texts, which in the apocalypse, we're like, bullshit. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way you'd keep the faith in the apocalypse unless you're a cult. And you're seeing him trying to heal this town that is seemingly losing faith in him. At least that's the feeling I got. Did you get that shot that as well, where it's like the town is starting to waver from this man?
No, not really. I think they were just very hungry.
I think they were miserable, and I got the sense, and I think it's because of I think James is
Troy Baker's character.
Troy Baker's name, in the show. I think he conveys the feeling a lot as well, where he's kind of starting to second guess or he's getting. No. See, this is why I told you, you lead it.
The only reason I know this is because I watched the after thing afterwards.
Okay. Go for it.
That whole thing of Troy's performance of him, like, being wary about it. And later during when they're eating kind of thing is because he's one of the few people that know what's really going on.
Gotcha.
So it's less of like feeling like David is a bad leader and more of like he's not okay with that specific choice.
Right.
Kind of thing. Because, we'll get to it later, but it's all right. More that than leadership.
Fair enough. Stuff. So he's consoling the town. Because someone has been killed. Little girl. Mm-hmm. Someone killed her father. Taken from him while they were scavenging. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. It's the guy that stabs the broken bat into Joel.
Yep.
And everybody's hungry. They're running out of food. And, David goes to James as everybody's leaving this kind of, what do they call it in church? A sermon.
Yeah.
Talk about, okay, what are our rations? What do we have left? And James just goes, a week. Got a week's worth of rations before we got to do what we do best. Mm-hmm. James lets David know, hey, listen, there's, we've gotten reports of there could be elk up north. We can go for a hunt and see what we can bring back, right? Seeing them, maybe there's more than meets the eye there. And David agrees, and they go hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We cut to Ellie, who Joel is not doing great still, but he's all patched up from last week's episode. Mm-hmm. He is just laying there, just paralyzed for the most part. Not really responsive, not barely even an eye twitch. And she's getting hungry. You know, she's eating what is just like jerky. The last little bit left. The
last of their rations that they had way back in Boston, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And she gives one little piece. She puts it on a blanket right below Joel's chin. And she's like, okay, well, I got to hunt. Right? I'll be right back, whatever have you. And she takes a rifle and she goes. She sees a bunny. She starts hunting this bunny. It's like, okay, this could be our food. It's great. But she trips, totally falls on her face, eats shit. And when she gets up, she looks, and in the distance is a deer. And she's like, oh, big food. This is dope. All right. Aims down the sights, shoots the deer, and she's successful. Now, it's not a dead-on hit. It's not a bullseye, but you could see she hit the deer. It's bleeding out, and it's running away.
Follows the game where you have to track down the deer.
Mm-hmm. I loved that, by the way. Yep. Mm-hmm. And she runs right into David and James, which they were standing right above its corpse. Mm-hmm. They notice it's dead, and you know, James is like, should we take it? David's like, yeah. I mean, the hunter probably around here somewhere. We need to take it and go right now. And as they say that, which is not a very Christian thing to do, by the way, but it's an apocalypse. Ellie, in a tough demeanor, it's like, put down your weapons.
And a quiet one, too. Like, they didn't hear her coming.
Yeah. And he even said it, quiet the hunter. Didn't hear mm-hmm. you coming up against us. Like, very silent and deadly, I see. And there's a very good part here where he's telling James, and this is almost verbatim what happens
straight
in the game.
Straight out of the game, yeah.
Ooh-wee. Hey, James, drop the gun. He's like, are you kidding me? It's just one girl. Drop the gun. Mm-hmm. And he's like, listen, we'll trade the elk. You can't take this in. We can. There has to be a trade.
Yeah, and come back to our little village or town.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Have a few drinks. And she's like, you got medicine? Penicillin. And he offers two vials and a syringe. And James is like, you got to be shitting me. Really? Mm-hmm. He says, just do what I say. And you see the power that David has over James, because James chops his gun and just runs right off for it. And he tells her, listen, our town is 4 miles away. He's not going to come back for a while. Mm-hmm. So how about we just go back to the shack right over here. I got oil and some matches. Start a fire. We could talk. Mm-hmm. And we learn more about David.
We sure did.
And, you know, and even Ellie makes a joke when he says, like, yeah, I'm a preacher. She's like some type of cult. He's like, well, I am a preacher. So like, it's like him in his head going like, the optics don't look good for me here.
It was that. And like, I think my favorite joke that Ellie does or the scene is where he says he's a former teacher.
Yeah.
And Ellie goes, so why'd you become a preacher? Because it rhymes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Ellie, I appreciate that.
Yeah. In that scene, we kind of see, he goes, I found my faith in the apocalypse. And he kind of tells her a little bit about the town and what they've gone through. And there is a person behind the monster. It's like,
you can tell Ellie was getting a little comfortable.
Yeah.
His gun was lowering.
Was lowering. She doesn't have her finger on the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then David reveals the first card where he has a spiel, and all of a sudden he's like, James, lower the gun. And she sees out of the corner of her eye, holy shit, James could have popped me at any moment. Oh,
you missed something very important.
Go for it.
Please. Straight from the game as well. And I think this is, I think the Scott Shepherd was brilliant in this episode, because he nailed just how sinister David is with the nice facade, because he basically says something. Yeah. I sent my men out for supplies.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying that. Yes.
One got murdered,
yeah,
by some crazed man or something like that.
Yeah,
a man that had a little girl, And that is like straight from the game, gives me chills every single time. The way Nolan North delivered it in the game, and then Scott Shepard just nailed
the vibe.
The vibe for sure. And then Ellie, and then that's when he says, James, lower the gun, because Troy Baker as James was behind Ellie, gun trained on her. And David still lets her go with the medicine.
Yep.
James reluctantly gives it to her.
He's like, are you kidding me? I got the shot right here, bud.
Which I think is why James was so reluctant earlier, because he knew that that was the girl with the guy that killed their friend.
Yeah.
And Ellie takes the medicine and she runs off. And David's like, or James wants to go after her or say, why are we letting her go? And David's like, don't worry. Let's get this deer elk back. We'll get her. Basically. And then
we'll she'll lead us to him. Pretty much, like, David is playing 4D chess. Mm-hmm. And again, as much as James questions David, you see how obedient he is to him as well. Because he still obeys every command David has because he trusts him, right? So even though there's some second guessing, he knows.
It's a Perry and, oh my God, what was her name?
Kathleen.
And Henry and Sam. Yeah, it's similar kind of pairing there.
Absolutely. And please, Kyle, take it away, because I'm missing stuff as my memory fades.
Sure,
go for it, please.
All right. Then we cut back to Ellie, and she's running back through the town. She's back at the house. Immediately takes the penicillin out and tries to inject Joel with it. And she's like, Joel, where do I put it? What do I do? Where do I put it?
It goes to show, too, there. It's like, she still needs a leader.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah. She doesn't know the before times. She doesn't know how this stuff works.
Also, I don't fucking know either. Do you? I guess it worked.
I mean, yeah. As long as it gets in the bloodstream, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I gotta look this up while you talk.
At the site, I think it's probably a good.
I would guess
good place to inject, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, so she injects Joel. She cuddles up next to him and like goes to sleep. And then she wakes up in the morning.
And important note here, too, he rests his head on her as well.
Yes. Oh, my God. Melted my heart. It was great.
Yeah.
I believe before we get back to Ellie waking up, we cut back to David showing up into Todd's Steakhouse, which is amazing.
Yep.
And he and James are bringing the elk in. And they're like, dinner. But they're already being prepared a dinner from some of the chefs. And the guy who comes in with the meat, the woman asks, what is it? And he goes, venison. Which is deer meat. Whatever. It's fine. And then David comes in with the deer. And you're like, what? Huh? Wait a second. So that's the first little seed planted, which I love.
Yeah.
And then,
but even how that person delivers it to her.
Yes.
She asks knowingly, and he admits it without saying it, which is very brilliant.
Yeah. That he gives a speech about it and how, I know you've probably heard the rumors about a little girl and the man that's responsible for, I forgot the guy's name, Ken, we'll just say Ken. Ken's death. Don't worry about it. We're going to send out people tomorrow to go get her and him and bring him to justice. And then the little girl from earlier speaks up and she's like, no, you have to, we need her now. Or like, basically like we have to kill him or something like that.
Yeah.
And David just walks up and just backhands this little
gives
girl.
Her a good old wallop.
If there was any ounce of you watching this for the first time, you're like, David's not all that bad.
Yeah.
He seems like a nice guy. He's just doing what he's going to do. No, this man is pure evil personified. He just walks straight up and smacks this little girl. And I don't know if you notice this. Everyone else had very meager, small portions.
Yes.
David had a full fucking plate.
Yep.
Of whatever that was. He was eating good. He was the only one that was eating good.
Yep. He's eating good. And again, everybody is fucking miserable in this town.
Yeah.
And he says something that is, again, now you know David's a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
Because like here, he after he gives this girl a walloping, he's like, you know, remember, you still have your father. You still have a father.
Me.
And you will respect him when he's talking or some shit like that. It's like, Jesus Christ, you're Scott an
Shepherd.
Asshole.
Scott Shepherd, my God.
Yeah. I bet you're a sweetheart in real life, but you're a real piece of shit in the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later when we get to the part where I thought of you instantly, and I'm sure you probably got a good chuckle out of it.
Well,
we'll get to it.
Okay.
And then we hop back to Ellie waking up and going outside, getting some snow for the horse to drink and eat to make sure the horse is good. Injects Joel again with some penicillin.
Yeah.
I guess he's feeling a little bit better. Who knows? It's tough to say. Mm-hmm. And
He's starting to feel it, but it's there's some movie magic that happens because
there is 15
minutes. He's gonna be fucking great.
Yeah.
He's gonna be good enough to murder.
That is also kind of like the game, which is what are you gonna do? Exactly. But she's back outside. She sees a bunch of birds flying away, which obviously means they got disturbed by something.
Yeah.
So she's sneaking around and she sees David and James and the rest of the crew. She obviously knows who they are because she knows David and James. So she runs back. She goes down to Joel, puts a dagger on Joel's chest, and she's pleading with him to wake up. Don't go to sleep. Whoever comes down here, you kill them.
Yes.
I'm going to lead them away from you. Just don't go to sleep. Kill whoever comes down here. And Joel's still very weak. He doesn't really say anything, just gives her a look. Ellie goes upstairs, barricades the door with the kitchen
cover. Which I thought was fucking genius, by the way. Oh,
it was fantastic. It was great. Yeah. To me, if I saw that and I was in this universe, I wouldn't think that there's a guy being hid down there. I think there's infected down there, and they blocked it off.
Well, honestly, I'm so goddamn stupid.
You would have went...
That's a weird place to put a cabinet.
I mean, that, but also, not like, now that I'm thinking about it, they're probably so close, they probably ransacked every house.
Sure.
So they probably know that that's probably not where it's supposed
to be. Even me, I'm still a fucking idiot. I'd be like, all right. Again, great. I would even notice there's a door behind there. I'm telling you, I'm that dumb. I would make it 3 days into this apocalypse, I'd be dead.
Oh my God. Yeah. Within an hour and a half, I'd be gone. Yeah. I'd be like, ooh, I need to go to the deli and get me a sandwich.
this is good as time as any.
Exactly.
Ransack the delicatessen.
Ellie gets on the horse. She goes, rides away. She sees David and his men out in the middle of the street, yells to him, hey,
assholes.
Shitheads or assholes or whatever it is.
And we're out of tat tat.
And then, shoots a couple times. And
now, here's a mistake. Again, Mr. Gun Safety here. Okay. Firearm professional. If she really wanted to do damage, you take that pistol sideways, kill shot. She did not do a kill shot. Well, she had it somewhere slanted, sort of.
Yeah.
But it was not at a kill shot. She could have got one or two of those guys.
Just that's how I play pistol whips. Kill shot only. That's
kill shot only. Yeah.
Shoots at him a couple times, runs off. David yells to go after her. Here comes Mr. Captain America, Troy Baker, leaping over fences, cutting through houses, figuring out where she's going, posts up against a tree, aims down this rifle, and takes out the horse.
Yep. And David is strict when I'm pretty sure he could have got her. He's like, she is, keep her alive.
Mm-hmm.
I want her alive. Mm-hmm. Ew, gross.
Yep.
He gets the horse. Horse falls dead. Don't get attached. And they surround her.
They surround her, and James is about to shoot her in the face.
One of them even just says it. Do it.
Yeah, do it. Because she's part of this, right? They already have too many mouths to feed, and she was part of their friend dying.
Yep.
And then David yells at them to stop. They stop. David picks her up and says, two of you with me, you drag the horse. And the rest of you go after the man, search every house. Basically do what you must kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because
the real thing he wants is Ellie and horse. Like he doesn't, and it really goes, speaks to, he really does not give a fuck about any of these people. I'm dropping a whole lot of F-bombs. My apologies.
It's The Last of Us. It's a mature fucking show. It's
HBO. Come on. We just
we're grown ass adults here.
Yeah.
If you're young enough to watch this show, you could listen to us drop F-bombs.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway. So yeah, you know, he doesn't care about his people or really their needs. It's really about him. And his sick mind and stuff. And it's just like, okay, just whatever, go get your revenge you need. We're going to take the things that are really important here. Mm-hmm. And that's where we get a very infamous scene. Kyle, take it away. Sorry.
Oh yeah. And then one of his men are going through the house, sees the aforementioned cupboard against the door. And like Joe is like, oh, let me look down here. And moves the cupboard. Goes down, opens the door. Meanwhile, Joel is hearing him walk through the house, and he's slowly trying to get out from under the covers to defend himself. And the guy walks down the stairs, sees the bed with the blood all over it. No Joel. And he's on edge, right? He's breathing heavy. He's going around every corner, rifle up. And Joel comes out from the fucking shadows.
Yep.
and stabs him in the neck, takes him out, and watches him die while keeping pressure on the dagger the whole time.
Yeah.
And then we cut to another guy.
And also, he's still in pain.
Oh, and he's very much in pain.
And I'm like, oh, he fell on his wound as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Yikes, that hurts.
We cut to another one of David's men going through the backyards and whatnot and sees somebody laying on the ground.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, hey, hold on. And then bam, out of nowhere, Joel takes him out. Butt of the gun.
Yeah.
Butt of the gun, knocks him out. And then we get the scene that I was hoping was in the show.
I was getting nervous, Kyle. I really didn't think it was going
to
be here.
I talked to our good friend Mike, 6-1 Indie co-founder alongside me. He didn't think we were going to get that because earlier in the show, he did a similar thing with the map. With the older couple.
Yeah.
When they're trying to find Tommy. So he thought they weren't going to do it. But I was like, they have to. Yeah. This is like, this shows us what Joel was like before he met Ellie. And before, like, what he, Tess, and Tommy were doing back in the day kind of thing. Like, this is important to how badass of Joel is when he is.
When he is driven by something.
Yes.
How deadly and how much of a monster he is.
And very much to that first episode when he takes out that soldier because he gets flashbacks of Sarah. This is like, for all intents and purposes, Ellie is his daughter now.
Yeah.
I think everyone can see that. I think that's a natural kind of thing, a bond. And one guy's tied up against a piano, I think. Another guy's tied in a recliner and Joel's just wailing on him. And the guy wakes up. He's like, please stop. Stop it. Don't. Knock it off, basically. And Joel's like,
quit it, it hurts. Jeez.
Joel's like, where is she? He's like, I don't know. And then he stabs him in the thigh right above the kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you better talk or I'm going to pop your kneecap off.
Pop your fucking kneecap off.
And Joel twists it a little bit. He's screaming in pain. And he's like, okay. Joel pulls out the map. He's like, point to where we are and point where she is. And puts the knife in his mouth and he points with it. And he's like, there, I swear, I'm not lying.
Yeah. It's Ice Town. He's like, it's not a real name. It's a resort.
It's a resort.
Right. And a Parks and Rec reference.
And and Joel's like, all right, thank you. And then stabs him in the chest.
Yeah.
Takes him out. And the other guy's like, you said, like, I'm basically like, you went back on your word. He gave
you everything you wanted.
He gave you everything you wanted. Why? And the whole deal was that Joel was then going to go over to the other guy and like match up to make sure they're correct. Yep. And he says, "Oh, I'm not going to tell you anything now. You ruined it." And Joel's like, oh, it's okay. I believe him. And then just a pipe cut to black straight in the head. Badass Joel.
Yes. Yes.
I believe then we cut to Ellie in the cage.
Yep.
David put her in a cage. And we have an insane dialogue, which again is straight from the game, pretty much. Some changes here and there, but it's okay. And David's basically explaining to Ellie why she's still alive and trying to plead with her to
stay
with us. He sees something in her, a leader in her.
Yeah, he sees a leader, but he sees the dark side in her. And he kind of, he says that, like, I have that violent tendency as well.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I tried so hard to keep that, you know, part of me away for the most part. And again, he also hands her a meal full of human.
Oh, and, we don't know that yet.
But and that's the thing too, actually. Sorry. We do know because she sees an ear on the floor.
Yeah.
And she's like, ew, a boy. I'm in a little bit of a trouble right here. A bit of a pickle. And I don't know the line per se.
It's a very heavy worded scene. Yeah. So the actual lines are a bit cloudy.
But to get to one, you know, to get to point A to point C to point, he's a pedophile. He puts his hand on the bar and is trying to reason with her. And then she puts her hand on the bar. I need
somebody by my side. Someone strong.
Like
someone
you,
that I can live my life with and lead with. Very creeped out. Again, like, he nailed the David character.
Yeah, and even just like it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yep.
Where like how he places his hand on her her arm, it's like his fingers lead to her arm.
Yeah,
like
it's just, oh.
Mm-mm. No, oh boy. So yeah, gross.
Very gross.
What happens after this though?
Oh, she's slowly walking up, acting like she's lowering her defenses. He puts his hand on hers, and then Ellie breaks her fucking finger.
There you go. Thank you.
I don't know if... Yeah, no, it's the same in the game. She breaks his finger. Yeah.
And he tries to get the key, and then he kind of like takes her by the collar and bashes her against the cell.
Yeah.
And then she's like... Because he's been trying to get her name for the longest time, and she's like, Ellie. It's Ellie. Ellie is the girl. Huh?
He's like, what?
I'm like, sorry, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Yeah, tell them it was Ellie that broke your finger.
Yeah,
Blood running down her mouth and like, oh my god, great scene.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to Joel, and he is slowly moving his way through the blizzard from the game with less enemies, which is fine. Goes into a bait and tackle shop, sees the horse, sees a blood trail, and then he sees the horse, and as he's going through. He sees the.
Oh, also, I'm sorry because I'm watching the scene. That's why I'm getting. When he puts his hand on hers, this is one important thing. She literally and audibly go, "Oh,
fuck." Yes,
like it clicks with her. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, like the audience, if you didn't know, it's really beating you over the head. It's like, guy's a creeper. Sorry, continue.
Yeah. And then Joel after he sees the horse in the bait and tackle shop. He sees three decomposing human bodies with no heads hanging in the tackle shop.
And then, which, if I'm not mistaken, those should not be there in a tackle shop. Can you confirm that?
Yeah. Don't, everyone, tomorrow morning, don't go to your local bait and tackle shop and expect to see hanging bodies.
Yeah, because I think, it's not kosher. Yeah.
Go to your local morgue if you want to see that, I guess.
Get your sick kicks.
Then I believe we cut back and David is back in the room with James.
And they're going to cut her into little goddamn pieces.
Tiny little pieces as she joked about when he gave her the food earlier.
And again, harken back to that conversation again. He's like, well, I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's like everything's your choice.
Yeah,
I don't want to do it, but
I don't want to.
Okay.
As he's got the cleaver up in the air as James and him are holding Ellie down on the cutting board table. She screams out, "She's infected!"
Yes.
And then they go, "What?" It's like, "Yeah, check my arm." The thing that Joel told her not to do. As a last resort, she just screamed out, "She's infected!" They look at her arm, and obviously James is like, "Holy shit, David, it's for real." And he's like, "No, she would have turned by now." And James is very much like, "Are you sure? Like, we've never encountered it. Like, it's there." And Ellie takes advantage of this, takes the cleaver that is now in the cutting board from David hitting it, and just whams it straight into James' neck.
Yeah.
Essentially killing him.
And not even just that, but David's bitten.
Ellie bit him. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, continue. Drives a
knife cleaver into the side of the neck. She gets off and she escapes. And I felt bad for smiling.
Why?
But when she was in that restaurant, that Todd's Steakhouse, I'm like, oh my God, it's perfect. I half expected to see broken dishes on the floor that she was going to try to avoid from making noise so David wouldn't find her. But then it becomes this cat and mouse game, like the game where you are in the game. There's three phases where you have to hide from David as he's hunting you, and you have to get up behind him, stab him, and then repeat the process. But he gets tougher and tougher to run from and hide from. And yeah, it's just Ellie hiding from him. She finds a stick burning like in a wood stove.
Yep.
Tries to throw it at him. David ducks and it hits a curtain. It goes up in flames, engulfs the whole restaurant. And so they're playing cat and mouse. There's fire raging, and David's just screaming and with so much rage.
It's also like part of it in this scene. First off, he's like, I have the keys. The doors are locked. You're not leaving.
Yeah.
There's so much rage, and it's also, as terrifying as he is, it's also pathetic.
Mm.
He's having this God complex while he's trying to talk to Ellie of just like, you have not seen what I'm capable of yet.
Yeah.
Right. Like he's trying to threaten her.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't understand what I've built, like that type of shit. Mm. Sorry, continue.
Oh, I forgot the part that made me think of you earlier.
Oh, sorry. You don't know how good I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I could have given you. Mm-hmm. That line is so fucking pathetic.
Yeah, it's not.
Mm. Yeah, sorry, but continue.
The line that he says that made me think of you, and I laugh because like Joe jokes about this a lot, but I don't think he'll ever say it on a show.
What?
He drops the C word, which I will never say.
Oh,
he calls her. He calls her the C word. I'm like, oh my God, they actually did it.
Yeah, when he's.
It's a very British thing. It was after she broke his finger.
Yes, and. It goes to show. Don't worry, I'll be the brave one.
Okay. Yeah,
calls her a cunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God, such a good word. Such a good word, guys. We gotta put it in the. Let's make it a normal thing. But like, you know, like change the definition. Because of the boys, but because he's even throughout all this time, he's been at least the way he talks in the weirdest way, has been sweet.
Yeah.
Like you haven't seen him drop a cuss.
It's somewhat calm.
This is, you're seeing the mask fully off. So when he calls her a cunt, it's just like, yeah, that's what I would expect from you, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Sorry, continue.
And then, so we're back where everything's on fire. Ellie's hiding. She goes behind the bar. She takes out a steak knife and she's just hiding there while David is still looking, still spouting his, you know, we'd be perfect together, you know, like. Change your mind, pretty much. Ellie finds a moment where he's standing there. She runs up and stabs him in the back. David throws her to the floor pretty hard. And the meat cleaver goes flying underneath the table.
Yeah.
Go.
This scene, I'll say it because I know you're struggling with it too. I'm sorry. Okay,
no, just I knew what was about to happen and I was still on the edge of my seat, which goes to show just what a amazing job they did.
Yeah. So it makes me recoil.
Yo, absolutely.
So he gets her on the floor and he's struggling and he's like, oh, I thought you knew. He says, fighting is the part I like the most.
Ugh.
And,
oh my God. Oh.
So at this point, at part of the struggle, right? She's able to, and Bella, I'm just looking at her right now. She's selling the scene with her heart, her soul. She is able to grab the cleaver and jam it right on him. And she just wails on him.
Again, right? Just like the game.
Just like the game. And oh God, as gross as it is, there's also this empowerment feeling, at least I got, where it's just like, mm-hmm. this is a woman taking control. And so that scene, was powerful because she is saving herself. It's not Joel coming to the rescue. In the game, she does kill him, but Joel immediately comes afterwards, like right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's important that she saves herself. This is now like innocence gone out of Ellie.
Oh,
she yeah. now knows what this whole entire world is capable of. But she walks out of the restaurant, and then Joel is there. And now you can take it away, Kyle.
Ellie thinks it's another one of the guys from Davidstown. Turns around, still shocked. Takes a few seconds, which I do appreciate.
Yeah.
Because, like, I pretty much anyone who's gone through something so traumatic like that, you're obviously in a state of shock. So, like, sure. you can't tell what's going on. I've seen it happen in real life. It's very scary. And Joel's, it's me. And the line I was waiting for, it's okay, baby girl. I got you. Cry counter one.
Yeah, I got emotional here.
Yeah. The thing that he would refer to Sarah as is he's finally dropped every ounce of defense he had and hugged Ellie really close and said, it's okay, baby girl. I got you. And
fades to black.
They just walk off and fades to black. And Craig Mazin, Neil, that was a very hard thing to do, in my eyes, to adapt from the game to a real life show. You did it.
Yeah.
You did the thing. I knew it was going to be tough. It was probably super tough for everyone involved in the performance wise. Man, I am in awe of this episode.
This was, I think, the most challenging episode in so many levels. And, you know, again, you see 50 minutes, like, God, could you give me, first episode was an hour 20. Yeah. Could you give
Bill
me
and Frank more? Was an hour 20 or exactly. an hour 30 or something like that.
Come on, man. Like, I need more than 50 minutes or to end. And yet everyone here absolutely crushed it. And the one of the core differences too from this show to, you know, to the game is, you know, it is so less violent, like they said it was going to be. But the points where there is violence, everything has meaning. So even when, like, we have, like, again, this episode, it's not about clickers, so there's none here. Left behind, there is one clicker there, right? Like, they're used, and it's important. Every time there's a fight, it has to mean something.
Yeah. No violence is senseless.
Yeah. And they've just, this episode, they just nailed it.
Yeah.
So right now we're about to get to the last episode. Obviously,
before,
we thought
before
this was,
we talk about the last episode,
please.
How'd your family react to the David stuff?
In shock.
Yeah.
Because I go like David is it? Like David's the one. I think I told one of them like they're cannibals, and nothing more. And you know, my mother was sickened, but again, like the Ellie scene with her saving herself, my mom loved.
Awesome.
So like everything there, my family deeply. This episode, I think, was going to be one of their favorites as well.
Sweet.
So yeah, like my father, he was just like, "Oh, he's a real sick guy, huh?" that's my father's. Hey, he's a real fucking sicko, huh? Look at that shit. Huh? Who knows? But yeah, my mother, she was in awe. My brother, who just beat part two, he's like me. He's like, this was great, dude. I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
Yeah.
Apparently, my sister-in-law, God bless her soul, did not know about the pedophilia thing, though she watched my brother play part one and part two. And so that was a detail that she missed.
So even in the first game, it is not like as laid out like this episode does.
I mean, yeah.
For us playing it, that's what I inferred playing it. that yeah. when Ellie was like, he was gonna when Joel saves her in the game.
Yeah.
Like that, I got that inference from the game, but it wasn't very much like the line of, you know, fighting is what I enjoy the most kind of thing, where it's really laying it out there. So yeah, I'm not shocked that some people did not get that from the game.
Yeah, I don't think they hit you over the head with it. I think they give you several cues to it.
Yeah.
Especially even like when he's talking to, like when he gives the girl a smack in the mouth, you're like, oh, like that's what the fuck, right? Yeah. So like, you know. Something's off with this guy. But yeah, so that, man, the show's so good.
Yeah.
Kyle, what has been your favorite episode now that we're gotten to the last one so far?
Man. This is tough. Every single week has been
really good.
I've been blown away. There's been no dull episode for me.
I can't wait till we rank them. So you know what? Maybe we just hold off till next week.
We'll hold off. But before we end it,
yeah.
Shout out to Troy Baker. Small role in the show, but like,
I heard a little bit of Joel out of
him. I heard a little bit of Joel. But like, without him and without Ashley Johnson, which we'll finally get next week, I don't think The Last of Us is what it is.
Nope.
So and shout out to what is his name that plays Tommy from the game? He was Perry. I forgot his name. The actor's name.
I don't know actors.
Yeah, I forgot it. Yeah. But like, this is what I love about this adaptation is they are showing love to the people who voice the characters, and allowing them to live in this universe. And it's not just like a wink and a nod at he's playing an extra in the background. Like every single one, they have an actual role.
Yep.
And
it's important.
It's very important. And I'm so excited to see Ashley Johnson be Ellie's mom next week.
Yep.
Cause that's who she is, right? Like, yep. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that I'm gonna get very emotional.
It's not in the game, anybody. So like,
we're gonna get very emotional.
Did you see the next week on?
Oh no, yeah, I saw a little bit. Yeah.
Did you see what I thought earlier of that clicker looking like Tess?
Uh huh.
Do you think that's like a nightmare Joel's having?
We're going to find out next week.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This next episode better be at least an hour long.
45 minutes, I think. No joke.
Better be an hour.
No joke. I think it's like 45 minutes.
But here's the thing. Short. Well, I'm not ready to say no, like, stop watching every Sunday.
Yeah. And that's the thing as well. Like, as much as, like, we're like, oh, only like 50 minutes? This episode was so good. Not a moment is wasted.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. I would love another episode with these guys. Or three, whatever. But it's so perfect because every moment is just, it's meaning. There's meaning behind it. So,
yep.
Y'all, that has been our breakdown, our thoughts on episode 8 of The Last of Us HBO show. I want to thank you all for tuning in. If you liked what you saw here, please hit like, share, subscribe, because it helps this little channel grow. And if you like what you heard here as well, make sure you tune into our main show, The Trophy Room, a PlayStation podcast made by the players for the players, where each and every Thursday, me and this guy right here break down the latest, the greatest in all things PlayStation. Again, each and every Thursday. Make sure you tune in on whatever podcast feed that you tune in on. And so with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. Endure and survive.
Bye. I love you.